one of my friends is a very proactive disability rights campaigner, and he inspires me, maybe not to be able to work to in any way to the same kind of level of amazing dedication and energy that he does, because disability rights have been massively under attack for probably the last 10 or 15 years. And it's resulted in things like the Disability Living Fund being closed down, despite a very well coordinated and organised campaign to try and stop that happening. And what I think I'd like to see is more people being heard and getting their voices heard, so as the effects of those decisions are made clear. The effects of the decisions around funding and how it impacts on individual cases are known about, and that can only help to try and make it more difficult for decision makers to starve the resources from the services and from the individuals that need the support to continue to try and live independent lives. I think there's a false economy around cutting support from people who would otherwise perhaps be able to remain in employment and remain actively part of society, that if you take away their opportunity to have PAs that allow them the chance to get up in time to go to work and to be ready in order to be in employment, then they're simply going to fall back on a source of resources that is completely lacking in any proactive or supportive or forward-thinking nature. So, you know, tackling those things, continuing to fight on those things, and to have the kind of boundless energy to take those kind of disappointments and setbacks and still keep fighting, really. That's, you know, seeing more people with disabilities, more disabled people inspired to take that challenge on must be the key thing, really, in trying to turn the tide, because it's not going to happen because anyone's going to suddenly throw more money at it. I think everybody needs to be realistic and understand that's not going to happen, not without a monumental change of will.